Hi, my name is Declan. I am 6 years old. I came to Johns Hopkins because I had a brain tumor. I was kind of scared.
Hi, my name is Stevie, and I am from Baltimore. I would say about 6 months before we came to Johns Hopkins Children's Center, Declan started having signs of headaches. He stopped growing. Dr. Alan Cohen told us, your son has this life-threatening tumor. But luckily, it's not a cancerous tumor, but it is pretty big, all wrapped around his optics. We just weren't sure if he was gonna live through it, if he was gonna go blind, not be himself when he came out of a surgery. It was about 9 hours long. Dr. Cohen came out and said, everything we did went really good. We got it. Taking this one step at a time. Cuts your back if you got
mine. Oh, one foot in front of the other. I would tell my brain tumor, get out of there. One foot in front of the other.
One foot in front of the other. Going to the OR with Declan is... it's terrible for me. And he was scared and he was like, Mommy, help me. And I was like, I held him as much as I could, but I can't be in the way of what they're trying to do. And they put the mask on and he just reached out for me. He was like, Mommy, help me, and reached out for me. And I just lost it. I don't think I'd ever cried as hard as I cried in that moment. Declan had an MRI here at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. They said, the cyst is starting to produce fluid. It's trying to grow back. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, he had this seizure. Declan's second surgery at Johns Hopkins Children's Center was to remove the cyst. The bad part about that was one of the cysts was behind his eye. They couldn't get 100% of the tumor without damaging his brain. So they had decided that he should probably have to have a radiation therapy. I would say to him, it's okay to not want to be here. It's okay to be scared. Taking this one step at a time. I got your back if you got mine.
Oh, one foot in front of the other. The worst part about surgery is going to sleep and having IVs in. Hey, one foot
in front of the other. They drained the cyst of the fluid, and they were even able to take the needle down through the big cyst and into that smaller cyst that they also couldn't get and pull some fluid out of that. As a mother, you just want to protect him, so you're just like, why couldn't I have had the tumor? Why couldn't, why did this have to happen to him? There was definitely a time I thought I would be planning his funeral, and that was after the cyst was agitated. After he had that MRI, all kinds of things were going through my mind. Was there gonna be a point where they were gonna be we exhausted our options. We just let this thing run its course. It's frustrating and hurtful to yourself because you're what could I have done? One foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other.
One foot in front of the other. I like all my doctors.
I'm just completely grateful, and we are, our whole family's in debt to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. I mean, if we weren't so close, I don't know what would have happened to Declan. Because I don't even know if we lived anywhere else, if we would have had time. This place is amazing. Johns Hopkins Children's Center is amazing.